simple. Just go ahead and open the pudding and eat it right there.
Well, eat the meat. I think you eat the meat.
No, it's for the meat.
All right.
Not that meat.
95.5 KLOS.
Hold on, I'm trying to make a phone call. All right, go ahead. They're not answering.
Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Is it?
It is.
Oh, nice. That's cool. I didn't know that was happening. That's cool.
I found maybe the greatest Who Wants to Be a Millionaire challenger ever.
Oh, nice. Okay.
So we'll hear from him or her.
Them. They.
A Florida doctor operated on the wrong ball. We'll try and get to that today.
Excuse me?
Mm-hmm.
No, what?
Florida doctor.
Yeah, Florida. Oh, well, okay.
Operated on the wrong ball. He marked it to make sure.
Oh,
well, details.
People
out.
Drawing on it and then
yes,
messing
that's
it
what
up.
Happens.
Come on!
He drew on the wrong one. I'll just give you a little heads up.
Oh, man. As it were.
A high school cheerleader's case went all the way to the Supreme Court, and basically it was her on social media cursing.
Oh, my gosh.
And the school saying, oh, that's not good. You're going to be kicked off the squad. And the Supreme Court ruled in on whether that's okay or not.
Hmm.
Can she say whatever she wants to say? Is that free speech?
It should be. Absolutely.
Hmm.
We will find out.
On a new edition of You Be the Judge.
I don't want to be the judge.
Our 1 second of nonstop
wrong.
Because up to $2,000.
There's a weird reason for that. We'll tell you about that later, but it's worth $2,000 today.
Before 4 o'clock.
Yep.
On 95.5 KLOS.
That's the first song I remember ever playing on a jukebox.
Wow.
It was like
that's quite a specific memory.
Yep. I mean, it's like
what was the restaurant?
We were traveling somewhere. We were in the middle of nowhere.
Not acceptable.
Nope. And I'm going to say Albuquerque. Let's say New Mexico because okay. I had my dime. Saw it was on there. It was brand new, and I love that song. Ooh, that's the one they play on the radio. I like that. I'm going to spend my dime on it. So I was like,
remember when it was a dime?
Yeah, that's what's sad.
Another story out of Florida. This is shocking.
Florida.
There's a doctor there who operated on the wrong testicle. Now, I went to the website to find out more information about it, and they had one of those robot reports, but I found it relatively funny, so here's the robot.
Okay, cool.
A Tampa doctor did surgery on the wrong testicle.
Why don't we just have all of this? All DJs are like this from now on. All newscasters.
Just sound robotic?
Yes.
June 22nd, 2021. A Tampa urologist marked a patient's right testicle for removal of enlarged veins and did the procedure on that testicle.
Very strange to hear a robot saying
it is.
Testicle.
That's why I found it funny.
Yeah.
But the September 2019 procedure was supposed to be done on the left testicle.
Oops.
Dr. Raul Fernandez Crespo has been fined $2,500 by the state of Florida Board of Medicine.
That's it? $2,500 for messing up the wrong...
That's not all.
No. Don't you? It'd be more.
The board also has issued a letter of concern. The board's final order concerning the matter was filed Thursday.
I'm concerned.
I am concerned about your ball.
We're very concerned that you're operating on the wrong naughty bits.
According to Florida Department of Health online records, the administrative complaint filed by the Department of Health says Fernandez Crespo's patient showed up on September 10, 2019, for a varicocelectomy, a surgery to remove enlarged veins.
That sounds
I don't know what that is.
I don't want it.
I know that.
Varicoceles, enlarged scrotal veins, can be a source of male infertility, pain, and may even impair testosterone production. The complaint says, prior to the procedure, while in conversation with patient CF, Fernandez Crespo, marked the right testicle, the incorrect testicle, for the procedure.
Dude,
so they're talking.
Right.
And he marks the wrong one.
What is he, like, going in blind because he doesn't want to look?
I don't know.
I can't look at this.
There are only two. He had a 50-50 chance.
Right?
And Fernandez Crespo, following his erroneous mark, did a varicocelectomy on the right testicle.
I mean, please, though, she does pronounce everything correctly.
Yes, it's
even
quite
erroneously.
Accurate.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
During the procedure, Fernandez Crespo realized that patient CF had consented to a left testicle varicocelectomy.
She's going to start throwing out some, I can't even believe this. As a robot, I am ashamed of you humans. I'm concerned.
Fernandez Crespo then performed a left testicle varicocelectomy. In addition to the aforementioned letter of concern and $2,500 administrative fine.
Right, hold up right there.
Right.
So by the way, did the right one, which is the wrong one.
Right.
And then did the left one, which is the right one.
Oh, he did that after.
Two for the price of one. I don't see the problem.
No, yeah, hold on a second.
Fernandez Crespo must pay $2,045.56 reimbursement of Department of Health costs in dealing with this case. And give a 1 hour lecture on wrong site surgeries at a medical facility approved by the board.
All right, here's how you do it. you go in really drunk and you got this guy and you don't want to be looking at stuff. You know, you just kind of mark whatever.
Does he just have to stand up there
for
like
an hour?
Dunce?
Yeah.
Like with a dunce cap on in the corner and say, listen, I operate on the wrong ball. What do you want from me?
Can we throw stuff at him if he's like, boo, the whole time just throwing paper?
You operated on the wrong ball.
Yeah. Wrong ball. Dr. Wrong Ball.
Yeah, that's what he is from now
from
on.
From Florida.
Dr. Wrong Ball.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Yo.
Are you a millionaire fan? You like to watch Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
No, I am not.
You're not?
Mm-mm.
Jeopardy?
Love Jeopardy.
You too.
Yeah.
See, you're too smart.
No, I don't get any of the answers.
Jeopardy's too smart for me, so I stick with Millionaire where I can guess and get half of them.
Yeah, but I don't get any of the answers. And I've seen the same damn questions over and over and over and over and over.
And you still can't remember
them? I remember now.
Here's a clip from 2015. They say it's an unearthed clip, so it sounds like it's new. I don't know that it is or not. It was from 2015 originally.
Okay.
The guy's name is Brenton Andreasek. And he starts by talking about his love for Who Wants to Be a Millionaire and how he realizes that it's kind of cool to be smart now.
Okay.
Listen to him.
All right.
When I remember watching Millionaire as a little kid with Regis hosting the show, and it was such a phenomenon. 10 million people watching a show about smart people every night, celebrating being smart. And I thought, you know what? Maybe it's not so bad being smart. Maybe it's not bad being a nerd. Maybe it's cool to be smart. And I followed that all the way, and I just graduated from medical school. That's awesome. Congratulations.
I'm sorry, were you just holding a microphone up to your TV?
Sounds like
like 1980s TV.
It does sound like it, unfortunately.
Maybe some lingering bills from med school we need to pay off? Perhaps. Let's take care of that today.
Let's work on it.
This is what you're up against. 14 questions from $500 all the way up to $1 million. Of course, you're going to have your three lifelines to use. You know how those work?
Yes, sir.
You ready to go?
I'm always ready.
He's so excited. I'm always ready. Let's do this.
And that's pretty amazing that he did that. That's really cool. Put himself through. That's amazing. Yeah.
Let's play Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Question one.
Here's your $500 question. Snapping selfies in kitchens you can't afford and taking a meatball break are two things BuzzFeed says every 20-something does on their first trip where? To Paris, to London, to Rome, to IKEA.
I'll tell you what, I think they do serve meatballs in IKEA. And I don't think that's the right answer, though. So, kitchens you can't afford, meatballs, sounds like it's got to be Rome to me. In fact, if I win $1 million, I would love to take a trip to Italy. I'm going to say Rome, final answer.
Brittany, it was IKEA.
He missed the easiest question available.
And he even knew it.
And he knew it.
Don't doubt yourself.
Why did he say they serve it at IKEA, but I don't think that's the right answer?
I can't imagine.
So he picks Rome. He gets kicked off after that long tirade about how great it is to be smart. He still has all three lifelines available. He doesn't even make it to the second question.
Oh, my God.
Come on.
That's classic.
That's fantastic. Classic. Oh, I love it. I love being smart. This is what I love about it. I used to think it would be dumb, but I like being smart. This is really cool.
I know the correct answer is IKEA, so I'm going to say Rome. What the hell?
When I win the million, I want to tour Europe, and I want to see Italy. Okay, why don't you give us the right answer?
Get off the stage, sir.
We're out of money.
I know, man.
Yes.
We are down to it.
It's gone. It's not gone. We have $2,000.
Yeah. And, you know, we were thinking, well, we wanted to give the first person with this last little bit of contest a jump ahead.
Sure.
Instead of just being 500, we made it 2,000. That's what we have left altogether.
Right.
So the first person could have gotten $2,000. And then the second person missed it. It would have been 1,000. Now it should be 1,500.
Right.
But it's still 2,000.
It's going to be 2,000.
Yeah.
Yes, agreed. But it's a difficult one.
Yes.
Which it we is. Thought, but we don't know because we don't play these
games.
Yeah,
that's true.
We lose every time.
Yep.
All right. So we have our 1 second of nonstop rock.
Aww.
If you know the song title and the artist, be caller 13.
I'm going to keep going, but you're staring at me angrily.
No, I wasn't angry. I was watching how far you went.
Oh, okay.
That was lame. Be caller 13 818-955-KLOS. Tell us the song title and the artist and win $2,000.
$2,000 for this. Here you go. What is it? Seems real easy.
Not to me.
818-955-KLOS.
It's Kevin and Slago. 1 second of nonstop rock. Game.
For $2,000, KLOS, who's this?
This is Stacy again.
Stacy again?
When was the last time you played our precious little contest?
Yesterday, I was the first caller.
Get out of here. That's really, you're caller 13 twice in a row.
That, what are the chances of that?
You really need to go to Vegas and play 13 on roulette right now.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Yes.
Are you a lucky person in general?
I guess with you guys.
Good enough.
Yeah. All right, well, caller 13, Stacy again. Do you think you know what it is now? Don't say, but...
I hope so, because I've been studying, so I hope so.
Studying, okay.
Did you go to take a course or... All right, here you go. We'll play it at you again, and if you can tell us what it is, boom, you got yourself $2,000. Are you ready?
Good luck again.
I am ready.
Are you ready again?
Here it is again.
Okay, here it is. What do you think that is?
All right. Is it Led Zeppelin When the Levee Breaks?
Damn it.
It is not.
Damn it.
I'm sorry.
That sucks the bite.
It really does. I guess we'll talk to you tomorrow at this time.
Yeah, exactly.
Or maybe at 5 o'clock tonight.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. And at both times,
it'll be worth
$2,000. Okay, I got to go back to studying.
Okay, bye. Hey, bye. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Slago in the afternoon.
Preach it, sister.
This is a bizarre case, and I'm going to need some jurors to rule on this.
Okay.
This is the case of a cursing cheerleader. I don't know if you saw this or not, but out of Washington, the Supreme Court finally ruled on this case. It was a victory for free speech rights, as the student who was a high school student who used vulgar social media posts got her kicked off the junior varsity squad.
Boo!
So she said, I didn't make it on Snapchat. She was like, F you, F you, holding up her finger.
Like you do. Yeah. That's what it's for.
Mm-hmm.
That's what social media is for.
Right.
To some degree.
But then she was kicked off of the cheerleading team.
Come on.
So it went all the way up to the Supreme Court.
Wow.
And the court ruled 8-1 in favor of her.
Wow. Can you imagine you're like telling the principal, I'll take this to the Supreme Court. And she did.
I'll take this as far as I need to take it. So they went all the way to the Supreme Court and they sided with the high school student 8-1.
Well, that makes sense. I remember George Washington was on social media a lot.
Yeah.
He'd throw out the F-bomb. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they're like,
you have to be careful. You guys know that Snapchat is public, right? For the most part. The court voted 8-1 in favor of Brandy Levy, who was a 14-year-old freshman, when she went on and she was upset that she didn't make the junior varsity high school's, you know, cheer team.
Yeah. Yeah. Throwing her off the team, though, that's pretty harsh. I mean, no wonder she's kind of...
Right. But I have a question for you, because if you and I did something like that and people didn't like it, they could...
Yeah.
Make a big deal.
Happens a lot. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Cancel culture.
Right.
So, sure. So, you know, all those posts you usually do at 3 in the morning. Yeah. So that's interesting. Yeah. So that is if the, I would imagine, so it comes down to something along the lines on that case. If a bunch of advertisers are pulling out, then management would be like, okay, you got to go.
Right. And I think that's a sort of a bizarre issue. That's not the norm.
No.
The norm is this girl who's a 14-year-old
right.
and is upset about not making the cheer team.
Right.
And that's the norm. So that people don't really have a...
Yeah. And you, I mean,
a
you,
way to take her down.
No. Yeah. And if you, I mean, she can't sign something that says she would never use naughty language on social media. I mean, they can't cover all those bases.
I don't think they can either.
Yeah.
But it does become complicated
because
you and I are held to a different standard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or can be.
Yeah. But most, you know, employees in general, if like you go on and, you know, people know you work at whatever company and you're saying this and that and getting weird tattoos and showing them off. And, you know, I just saw this story that you had said about the Australian soldier there.
Yeah, he had a ball tattoo.
Yeah.
Swastika.
Yeah, that's so he's in prison now.
That's not ideal.
Yeah, so, you know, there's always consequences.
But is this an overreach? Is this not an overreach?
No, I don't think so. I think it's...
You think you like the Supreme Court's ruling on this?
That makes sense to me. Because it's free speech. You have a right to, you know, outside of school, it's your own personal social account.
I mean, I, as far as I'm concerned, this is one of the first that's really been tested all the way up to the Supreme Court.
It
seems to me, and I don't know this for sure, but it seems to me like the school probably had a right to do it.
Well, not kick her off the team. I could see some sort of punishment, maybe, but that seems pretty extreme. You know, she doesn't actually get to be on the team just because she used some naughty language on social media in 2020 or whatever year.
She wasn't even on school when she made her post. She was suspended from cheerleading activities for a year anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And that seems...
Kind of extreme.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. What so you want
to
ask?
They ruled that the suspension violated her First Amendment freedom of speech right.
I have to agree. I totally agree with
that. That's a difficult one.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you be the judge. You be the judge. You call us and let us know your opinion on this.
Yeah. Make sure you're wearing a big fancy
whether she should
robe.
Be fined.
Yep.
Or she should have been suspended for a year.
Right. And if the Supreme Court did right.
This is a prickly one.
And while you're a judge, make sure you're wearing some black robes.
Correct.
Long,
yes.
Flowing
if you're going to call, wear robes.
Call. Yes.
818.
You do it. No, go ahead.
No.
818-955-KLOS. 955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. The case of the cursing cheerleader has been settled in the Supreme Court. The court voted 8-1 in favor of a girl named Brandy Levy, who was a 14-year-old freshman when she expressed her disappointment over not making the varsity cheerleading team with a string of curse words.
I mean, if I hadn't
on Snapchat.
Gotten in trouble back in the day for the stuff I said when I didn't make certain teams or whatever in school, man, I would have been in lots of trouble if they're going to take it all the way to the Supreme Court.
That is crazy.
Wow. Come on.
But it is pretty current in that what can you get away with saying? What is your right to say?
Right. Where's your freedom of speech line?
Right. That's a very difficult question.
Shouldn't seem like there would be a line. Do you think the Supreme Court did the right thing?
The Supreme Court did, Sluggo. You got it.
Nice.
I mean, if it was private school, no. Public
right.
School, oh, public interesting.
School, they can't public, and yeah, they can't run around and tell you what you can't say. G it and F this and F that at the mall.
Yeah.
So what's between that and
exactly.
Their social?
Yeah. You know, I was thinking that with the private school thing too. That's a very good point. Thanks for calling. Hi, KLOS. Did the Supreme Court do right or wrong?
I have to say that it seems like a free speech issue.
Right.
But it also ties into the most recent thing about the U.S. Olympic athlete who plans on burning an American flag on the podium when they win.
Oh, that would be interesting. I don't think that would probably set very well. Thanks for calling. You know, you start setting fire to the
flag. Seems bad.
That might have some repercussions. Hi, KLOS, say it.
You be the judge.
Well, if you're asking my opinion, I'd say she was not guilty.
Not guilty. So you agree with the high court?
Yeah, we're getting carried away nowadays with the things you can and can't say.
Here, here.
I mean,
all right. Thanks for calling. Thank you.
That's a tough one.
Hi, KLOS. You be the judge, or else.
Well, I think that it's not fair that they can't defend her, but she has a freedom of speech.
They can't defend her. What do you mean they can't? What do you mean they can't defend her?
You mean they can't punish her?
Yeah, I think it's not fair they can't suspend her.
Right.
Because, yes, she has a freedom of speech. They didn't tell her she had to take it down.
Right.
She still had the freedom of speech to say what she wanted to. They just said, okay, then this is your punishment.
I mean, that's a good point, too.
Right, yeah.
Wow, that's...
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, hey, way to make it more complex.
Yeah. Thank you for calling. Hi, KLOS, you are judging this situation how?
Hello. I am in the Supreme Court's favor. I believe that that girl had every right to say how she felt, and for them to kick her off the team was rather extreme.
Yeah, that's what it seems to me. Extreme, you know?
Yeah, but... Yeah, okay. I mean, I can see that.
Some sort of slap on the wrist seemed like a better idea. But thank you for calling. KLOS, the Supreme Court.
You be the judge!
I hope you're wearing a robe.
Yeah, I think that's actually not right, what they did.
With you mean by kicking her off the team?
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you for calling. 818-955-KLOS. Maybe also
you be the judge.
And maybe this has happened to you. Like maybe you got fired from a job for some tweet or whatever. But as you be the judge, let us know about that as well. 818-955-KLOS.
955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. This is an edition of You Be the Judge. We are talking about a 14-year-old freshman in high school.
Brandy!
Who didn't make the junior varsity cheer team. So she was at a 7-Eleven. And she posted on Snapchat, F school, F softball, F cheer, F everything. Which, by the way, haven't we all felt that way
constantly? And said it.
And the coach of the actual school suspended her cheerleading for a full year.
You're out of here!
It's gone to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court judge says the school overreached. They can't guarantee your off-campus
shenanigans.
And so they ruled in her favor.
Wow.
Shocking.
Yeah.
You be the judge. KLOS, hello.
Hey, Kevin Sluggo, you two bullocks. You can only imagine what came out of your traps when the final bell rang, the school bell, when you were released.
Oh, man.
From school.
Totally.
I can't imagine what you guys said. And everyone's worried about what Brandy said. No, Supreme Court, yeah. And two of them didn't figure it out. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Brandy. Brandy's bringing down the...
Right?
The, yeah, man. She's stirring
freedom
stuff
Freedom to
up.
Have a trap.
Yeah, freedom to have a trap. Well said,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah, cockamamie tallywhacking master blaster, you rule.
Straight up. Thanks for calling. IKLOS. Now, you be the judge, yeah.
The Supreme Court got that one right.
Yeah,
that
right.
That
okay.
Little girl won.
Here, here.
She can go back to school and tell them all they're a bunch of dicks.
You dick!
That was also what they ruled, is that she had to go back and call them that to their faces.
Right on. Thanks for calling. Hi, KLOS. How did the Supreme Court do?
They suck.
What's their phone number? Why do you mean? You think that she didn't have the right to tweet that? Text it, whatever.
Well, let's break this down really quick, guys.
Okay.
Basically, the Supreme Court, by peeling the layers off of an onion, said it's okay if you don't get what you want to throw a tantrum and get away with it.
Right. But, I mean, technically it is, isn't it?
But,
right.
But I mean, the team felt that because she did what she did, that, you know, it's like...
It reflects bad on the team and the school, especially since she's a cheerleader, would be the...
Can you imagine if every actor didn't get the job that they wanted and they went ahead on social media and just threw a rant?
Yeah, no.
They take all the way up to the Supreme Court because they didn't get the role that they wanted? Come on.
Or they complained about it, but yeah. No, I see where you're going. I understand. I can dig it. I can smoke it.
He can dig it and smoke it. I don't know how to rule, though.
Thanks, man. Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, you know, like here in California, everyone needs to chill out a little bit more, you know?
Yeah.
If you need to say things that's on your mind, you know? We can't just sugarcoat stuff all the time. You know, like, here in California, you can't get away with a lot. But in other countries, like in Australia, you can say stuff that's on your mind. And even in Texas, you can say a lot.
I don't know that I'd hold Texas up as a great example.
There are plenty, I think, of examples these days of a lot more general personal freedom in places like Australia than you would find here. You got so many rules and regulations, and you're going to get in trouble for this and that.
We're going to move to Australia.
I think, dude, yeah, will you come down and listen to us down there?
Yeah, sure, look, you sure.
Thanks. Bust out your hankies. This is a sad time.
Is it?
Could be one of the last times we play 1 second of Non-Stop Rock. We've been playing it since the 1800s. We've been playing this game forever.
A lot of people don't know that, but we started playing it a long time ago.
That's right, yeah. Before recorded music.
Before we were born.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Long before.
So this is it.
Yeah.
$2,000.
Yep.
For the following sound, we're going to play you a clip. It's 1 second long. Then you have to be caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS. So you just have to nudge out Stacy.
Who somehow has been caller 13 2 days in a row. That's weird.
And tell us the name of the song and the artist, and you will win $2,000.
And that is the last $2,000 we have. So if for some reason you don't get it now, we're going to keep playing until someone gets it.
Yes.
And in the next few days, we'll just keep on trucking until someone gets this $2,000. So here is your clip. What is that?
It's Kevin Eslogos. 1 second of Non-Stop Rock. Game.
For $2,000, KLOS, who's this?
And don't say Brandy.
My name is D Nice.
Hi, Brandy D Nice.
Be nice. You know, be real.
Yeah.
All right. You have an idea what this song is? Don't tell us yet. We'll play it for you again.
I think I do. Okay. I think I do.
All right. Nice.
If you get it, you win $2,000.
And you will wrap up our entire contest. Actually, we've decided that if no one gets this today, right now, if you don't get it, we're just going to split the money ourselves. Yeah. I'll go ahead. Yeah. Screw it. Screw the contest.
I'll just take $1,500. Slug will take $5.
Hey! The hell?
That's you how work works. Hard. You deserve it.
Right. Thank you.
Damn it. All right. Here's your clip. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Good luck. What is that?
Is it Led Zeppelin, Moby Dick?
I get $500.
It is not.
Kevin gets $1,500. I still don't like this deal.
Enjoy.
I'm sorry.
Thanks.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks for playing, man. Yeah, I don't know. What am I going to do with $500?
We'll do it again tomorrow.
Really?
I think we have to.
I think we can keep the money.
We'll tell you later. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I was driving home last night on the 101, looking right into the sun, as you do.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's a bad, bad way to go. Yeah.
And I usually am pretty good about looking behind me in my rearview mirror. I see people that are coming up. I'm aware of which, who's in what lane.
And making sure that they don't get to cut you off at some point.
Yeah. And I was very surprised by a motorcycle that flew by me while I was just about, while I was actually turning into the lane to the left of me.
Oh, man.
Flew by me.
Oh, man.
And I missed it by, I don't know, inches?
Yikes. Wow.
And that really worried me because I paid pretty good attention.
Yeah, I'm always looking for motorcycles on a regular basis.
But that doesn't mean you're going to see them.
No, because they come flying out of nowhere sometimes.
So we brought in Stu.
Stu.
Who rides bikes. Hey, Stu.
Was it me?
It wasn't. I don't know. Was it you?
Was it a blue flash?
It was not. How dangerous is it?
It's,
because in Southern California, it seems like I was paying attention. I almost hit the guy.
Yeah.
It seems like people don't pay attention.
Well, even. there's two things.
Let's talk closer to the mic. I don't know why you're...
There you go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah, you got to get rid of
radio.
You can be a reckless motorcycle rider, for sure.
Yeah.
But most of the time, because, you know, you have to split lanes. I split lanes.
Right. I would assume that's why you want to ride a motorcycle.
Yeah, that's one of the main reasons, right?
Yeah, I'm going. And I'm telling you, because I pass and see more motorists than you see and pass when you're in a car.
Of course.
I got to tell you, everyone is on that darn
on the phone.
On their phone.
Is that right?
Wow, really? Holding
phones?
Doing
the stupidest things. Dude, yeah. I see
them.
Wow. You can see them texting.
Oh, man.
I saw one, somebody recently reading a iPad. Reading an iPad.
Wow.
On the freeway. Wow.
Might as well just have a book.
Yeah. Or a book. Yeah. You see, everything is so stupid.
How close have you come to being hit over the years? Like anyone leap out at you?
It's not even a thing that I even keep track of
it doesn't
anymore.
Even register?
It registers for a second, but there's been so many of them that I just, you know, they just all kind of blur into,
wow,
into just my general.
On every ride.
Uh-huh.
Do you almost get hit?
Because you got about a 30-minute ride,
yeah,
right? Something
I
like
do.
That?
I live down at the beach, and it's a long ride to Burbank. You know, I don't say that I almost get hit, but if I was an inattentive motorcyclist,
right,
I bet I'd be almost getting hit every single time.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, when you're splitting lanes, especially on, you know, surface streets or narrow lane freeways, there's really not much room for error at all.
Yeah, that's what's scary.
And
it's never occurred to you that maybe because people pay so little attention, this is a bad place to ride a motorcycle?
Well, what has occurred to me is that I have to be on my A game every single time because nobody is paying attention.
Right.
So I just assume the worst.
Oh, so you take for granted people aren't going to pay attention.
Yeah,
and then
you just assume,
figure out how to go.
Yeah, I go around them, I wait until it's safe. When the light turns green, I don't just, you know, buzz off. I look both ways before I, you know, like mommy taught me. Left, right, left again, then go. And if I could make one plea to motorists on the street.
All right, you make the plea, we're going to take your calls at 818-955-KLOS if you've almost been in an accident.
Or have been
in an accident. Because you're riding a motorcycle and people don't pay attention. Yes, you're going to make a plea.
Yeah, the safest place for cars and motorcycles. You know, I'm talking about surface streets now, and you're at a light, and like there's a motorcyclist, you know, splitting lanes and trying to get up to the pole position.
Right.
Let him through.
Yeah.
If you're crowding, I mean, whatever.
People crowd the lane?
Well, if they crowd the lane, they don't necessarily do it on purpose, and I try to remember that. But when you see there's a motorcyclist or you hear him, you know, you're just sitting there. You've got plenty of room. Move your car over a couple inches to let him get past so he can get up to the light where he's out of the way.
Yeah. If people move out of your way, do you give him the peace sign?
Absolutely.
Because Sluggo really needs that kind of reinforcement.
I heard Adam one day bitching and moaning about how motorcyclists don't give you the wave anymore.
Oh, Adam Carolla?
Like, dude, yeah, Carolla. And I'm like, dude, I don't know where you are. But I, granted, I can't wave to everybody that moves out of the way. But I wave to most of, I just give a little hand. Hey, thanks a lot. Streets or on the freeway, or I'll even give him a head nod, like, hey, thank you, you know, I'm shifting, I can't.
I never really noticed that until Sluggo brought it up.
Oh, you're kidding.
Okay, no.
That? Really?
That,
no, I love it.
Just
yeah.
that that they you can't give me a peace sign every time I move out of your way.
Absolutely.
So
right.
now, but because Sluggo brought it up, now I watch for motorcycles.
And you want it, right?
I'm like, hey,
you're
come, like, hey, on, come on, man.
Give me the sign.
I pulled over for you. I may move like 3 inches.
I can't speak for every motorcyclist because there's some dicks out there, but yeah, man, even if I don't, you know, give you a wave, I promise you, most of us, and certainly me, we really, really appreciate it because
right.
I like living.
Sure.
We
sure,
like having that. You live, too.
So 818-955-KLOS, if you thought that perhaps you weren't going to live.
Yeah.
Because people aren't paying attention.
Oh, yeah.
818-955-KLOS. Call now.
I love that, dude. New stuff from Aaron Jones out of Seattle that is supercharged on KLOS.
We were talking about if you're safe riding a motorcycle in Southern California, because it seems to me like you're not so much.
Yeah, and Stu is basically here in the studio and agreeing that it's really not a very safe thing to do, but you still do it anyway.
Not to say. I do lots of things that are not safe. I like jumping out of planes. I like swimming in the ocean, surfing.
You're just tempting death.
Probably.
You just rode your motorcycle all the way down to Mexico not too long ago. Back,
I
right?
did. Yeah, yeah that was
awesome.
A great time.
That's
that
awesome.
Was safe.
That reminds me of Long Way Round and Long Way Down and all those.
Oh, yeah.
That's such a great series.
That is. Yeah, if you haven't seen Long Way Around, I think there's two of them.
Yeah, three, actually. Yeah, yeah. It's Ewan McGregor and Charlie Borman.
Oh, I have seen that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love it. Get on their motorcycles and ride the planet, basically. Go out
that's
in the middle
the
of nowhere.
Most dangerous motorcycle ride I can ever think of.
Have you ever gone that far off road?
Yeah, they're going through hostile. Territory.
Yeah.
Not to mention just it's, you know, how unsafe motorcycling is. Let's add real danger.
Being out in the middle of absolutely nowhere.
Yeah.
Right on.
KLOS, you ride a motorcycle?
Yeah. Back in 1988 on the 4th of July, I got ran down deliberately at 85 miles an hour.
Wow. Ran down deliberately?
I still got a little bit of a limp, but I managed to survive, obviously, and last I heard, the guy got beat to death by a rival gang member way back when sometime.
Well, you're rolling in different circles.
You sound like a typical motorcyclist. Typical citizen.
Thanks for calling. Glad you're alive. Damn.
Wow, that's close.
Wow.
That, yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I don't know what to say. Yeah.
Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah. Hi, KLOS, tell us about your motorcycle experiences.
All right, I've had two. One where I was T-bone and flipped in the air 180 degrees.
Oh, my God.
Most motorcyclists, when they're riding, the thing you have to worry about or be concerned with is not the freeway stuff. It's the side streets because you've got traffic coming from you at all directions.
Mm.
And what ends up happening is when people are making a left-hand turn, they're looking right so that they can make that turn to get into the lane that they want. So as they're looking right, they ease out, but then don't look left. And so what happened was there was a woman who was at an intersection, and she was easing out, looking right so she can make that left-hand turn. And by the time she had made that turn, it was too late for me to stop.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
How long were you in the hospital for that?
Dude, believe it or not, it looked worse than what it actually was.
Wow, wow.
Thank goodness.
That's crazy.
You're very lucky.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you keep riding, or did that scare you off of riding after that?
Yeah. Do you still ride? Stu
hell
was asking.
No.
Hell no.
Hell
She's
no.
done.
Hell no.
Right on. Yeah. Totally. Stu agrees with you that it's just so much more dangerous actually on surface streets, isn't it? Really.
It's a different set of risks, but yeah, because you've got the 90 degree traffic thing to contend with.
Right.
It's
but you're not going nearly as fast.
But you're not going nearly as fast. Exactly.
Right.
And if you go down on a freeway, you're probably going underneath tires. Speed. So
God.
That, you know,
oh,
take
man.
Pick your poison.
Right.
All right, my poison is a big car.
818-955-KLOS. Tell us about your motorcycle experience.
955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
That is correct.
Almost hit a motorcyclist yesterday, and it scared me.
Yeah, that
And it
sucks.
Made me think, oh, well, this has to be unsafe in a city like this.
I always feel bad, and I see people like intentionally kind of moving over so they can't go by when they're splitting the lanes.
Yeah, that's absurd.
Yeah, I'm always like, what the hell are you doing?
Same.
So, you have a motorcycle story for us?
What's up, Sluggo? You guys, I've always wanted to talk to you guys.
Oh, welcome to it.
Are you a motorcycle rider?
Yeah, and I tell you the funniest thing in the world, you know? The worst part of all the motorcycle riding I've ever encountered was I was came up on Coinga Pass on Mulholland Drive at a dead stop, was sitting on motorcycle, and some lady was texting or whatever,
ran into the back of my motorcycle, jacked up the back wheel. I went flying on the back onto her hood, and bringing the motorcycle went sliding. And then she's like, "Oh well, can we like just not call?"
Can you just not go? Sorry, oops. Just ignore this. Hey,
sorry about that whole thing, but can we not tell anyone?
Dude, the exact same thing happened to my dad. He used to ride motorcycles all the time, and some woman slammed into him, and he ended up on her windshield, and he was in the hospital for a long time. Were you all right?
Yeah, it was funny, but believe it or not, the insurance company sucked too. They only gave me like $3,000 for the total freaking. It was a Sportster Harley, and freaking like $5,000 for my injury.
Wow. Wow, that sucks.
You should have called Sam and Ash.
You should have called Sam and Ash.
Thanks for calling. Hi, KLOS. Tell us about your motorcycle experiences.
Okay, 1970, senior in high school. Just got off work.
Hold on, the clocks are going off in the background. Do you have a bunch of grandfather clocks?
Oh, just one. Let me walk away.
Oh, no, I love that. Anyway. I love that sound. That's funny. Yeah. All right, anyway, so 1970. So, yeah.
Senior in high school, first bike, on my way home after work. Stopped at a signal, waiting for the light to turn green, but the next light I see is in the emergency room.
Oh, no. Wow.
Hit from behind.
Yeah, a lady under the influence. In a big, now remember, 1970, so we're talking about the big Chrysler New Yorker car.
Heavy cars, yeah.
Yeah. I was just stopped at the light, and I flew across the intersection.
Wow. Yeah. A lot of flying going on with motorcycles.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you're okay now. Everything good all these years later?
Yeah, it took me a while. It took me a while to get back on the street. Yeah. I rode dirt bikes for a while.
See, that's why we split lanes at the intersection, because if you're sitting in the middle of the lane and a car doesn't stop at the light,
oh, that makes sense.
They'll sail through the intersection, and a good chance they'll miss me because I'm in between lanes.
Right,
that's why.
That's very interesting. Thank you for calling. Yeah. Thanks. I can go back in time and tell my dad that.
Yeah.
Hi, KLOS. Tell us about your motorcycle experiences.
Yeah, back in 93, I was going down the 10 freeway out in Montclair area, and a car jumped over right in front of me, and I went right over the top of him.
Wow, a lot of going over the top. A lot of flying.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem good.
I woke up in the hospital.
Oof. Wow. So do you still ride?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, there you go. Thanks for calling, man.
All right.
It's only one person dumped out of riding, one woman.
I mean, that guy's a better rider today.
Yeah, right?
Any
advice, Stu, as we close then, for the riders out there in particular?
You know, I've been riding my motorcycle for like 23 years, and I just signed up yesterday for a refresher motorcycle course.
Wow.
Yeah, with an organization called Total Control. Led by a guy named Lee Parks. And, it's like, you know, skills refreshing and training and all that stuff.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Wow. What's the name of it again?
It's called Total Control.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
The relaxing sounds of Foo Fighters.
The radio everybody can enjoy on at work. Agree on it.
Yeah, that's what I meant to say. I got to get out of here. I need to go home and pet the kitty. I'm off to pet the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy that. See you tomorrow.
All right. Good night.
Peace out.
It was on this day in rock in 1965 when the Kinks played a show in Springfield, Illinois that they found out later was organized by John Wayne Gacy. On this day in rock in 1979, Supertramp's album Breakfast in America hit number one on the U.S. charts, and a year later in 1980, Rolling Stones released their album Emotional Risk. It was on this day in rock in 2004 when St. Andrews University in Scotland presented Bob Dylan with an honorary doctorate in music.